oh, look, I just want to get this fat off my tummy. I want to burn the fat off my abdominals. I want to have ripped abdominals. I want to have a six pack. I want to have a tight butt. I want to have tight inner thighs. So the outcome of the exercise is to have a tight body that I can see some muscle definition, or I can see a six pack, or I have a tight body that looks good in and out of clothes. So that's the outcome that I want. So now I go looking for a process to make that outcome happen. And most of us would call that exercise. I've got to find an exercise program. Now, some people do silly things like buy a cream or stand on a vibration machine and hope that that's going to burn fat off their tummy, butts and thighs. And of course, that's just ridiculous because that doesn't work. So what we do is we then have a look at perhaps the local gym or something on television, and we say, oh, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do an abs, butts and thighs class. Or it might be a fat blaster class or a butt blaster class or an ab crunch class. And we go, yes, that class is just for getting fat off my abs or getting fat off my butt. So I'm going to go and specialize or specifically do something to get rid of this challenging area I've got on my body because I don't want to have flabby thighs or a fat tummy. And the outcome of the exercise program or the exercise class or investing time in my body is really important. What result will I get? What's the outcome going to be? And if I'm a normal person, it's going to be that I don't have fat on my tummy anymore, or I do have tight inner thighs, or I do have a tight butt. So we've got to pick the best exercise program to make that happen. And unfortunately, we don't think about it carefully enough. So we go to a class and we lie down on the floor and we start squeezing our butt and crunching our tummy muscles and moving our legs backwards and forwards and inside out and upside down, and we get a burning sensation in our tummy and we get a burning sensation in our butt, and it hurts like hell. And we think to ourselves, I can feel this. I must be burning fat off my tummy. I must be exploding the fat out of my fat cell, which is sitting on my abdominals or on my butt. And if that was true, then that would be a great investment of time, money, energy, and effort. But let's have a look purely at the numbers. The human body is capable of burning around about 1 calorie per minute. Now, you might have a faster metabolism than that. You might have one that's a bit slower. You might have more muscle tissue, male, female. But ultimately, around about, let's stick with the average number. Which means when I exercise, I can speed that up. So I can burn, when I move around, when I'm active, I can burn more than 1 calorie per minute. So if I get up and I do big exercises and I use every muscle in my body and I work really hard and I get puffed and I turn my body into a fat burning machine, and remember that to exercise hard, I can't exercise long. So I don't have to do long, tedious exercise. I just have to get puffed and my body will turn into a fat burning machine, which means then that I will burn fat off my entire body, not just while I'm exercising, but while I'm sleeping, while I'm sitting at the computer, while I'm driving the car, while I'm watching television. That means my body will be in a permanent state of burning fat at a fast rate. I'll turn my body from a carbohydrate sugar burning machine into a fat burning machine, which means my body prefers to burn fat rather than sugar and carbohydrate, which is why fit people burn fat faster. So to get fit, I've got to get puffed. And to get puffed, I don't have to exercise for very long, but I do have to work on every muscle in my body. And the more muscles I use, the more energy I expend, the quicker I get puffed and the more fat I'll burn. That's the beautiful circle. Here comes the silly circle. Get down on the ground, use a small muscle, and particularly the abdominal muscles, the inner thigh muscles, the glute medius muscle, tiny, tiny little muscles in comparison to using all the muscles in your body. Yes, you feel a burning sensation when you're down on the floor squeezing them. That's called lactic acid. It just means lactic acid is pushing up against your nerve endings. It's causing pain. It's not causing your fat cells to explode the fat out of them. That happens when you get up, move around, put catecholamine hormones through your body, which opens up the cells in your body, fat comes out into your bloodstream, and you burn the fat off. It doesn't happen when you're down on the ground burning a tiny amount of energy doing a tiny exercise with a tiny muscle. Yes, you feel it. So you get this psychological effect which says, yes, I must have been getting tight tummy, or I must be getting tight bottom because I feel it. But the energy expenditure if you do a half an hour butt blaster class or a 1 hour abdominal class, you may double and you may even triple the speed of burning calories. So instead of burning 1 calorie per minute, you might burn 2 or 3 calories per minute. So in 30 minutes, where you would normally burn 30 calories just by being a human person, you might burn 60 calories by doing butt squeezes or abdominal crunches. Remember, there's 9,000 calories in 1 kilogram of fat. That's a lot of time to be spending on the floor squeezing your muscles together to get rid of 1 kilo of fat off your body. If you get up and get fit, use all the muscles in your body, get puffed, you can increase the speed of your metabolism depending again on how much muscle you've got, how old you are, and whether you're male or female. But you could burn 500 calories for a 30-minute exercise session. You could burn 1,000 calories in an hour. And if you're doing interval hard work, which means you're getting puffed, having a rest, not only will you be burning that 500 to 1,000 calories in that exercise period, but the post-exercise advantage means that nobody knows yet the exact amount, and again, it depends on your metabolism and your gender and how fit you are and how much muscle you've got. But you will have a raised metabolism for a fairly long time after your exercise program. Now, some people argue it's 30 minutes and some people say it's 24 hours. But ultimately, you'll burn more calories after you've been exercising. But the key is you'll become a fit person so that even when you're sleeping, you'll be burning fat faster. So focus more on how fit I can get rather than how many times I can squeeze my butt cheeks together or how many crunches I can do, which don't burn any fat off that area. They burn a tiny amount of calories. And if you invest the same amount of time in interval training, sprint training, getting puffed, literally the same amount of time, you can burn 10, 15 times more calories in exactly the same time period. So rather than waste your time, and I call it cockroach classes, wobbling around on the ground, squeezing things together, making no difference to your body whatsoever. You might have a psychological effect, but let's give it a crack. And no, please don't. This is not a test I want you to do. Just get fit, get strong, have a positive attitude. When you have a body that is a fat-burning machine, because you are fit, you go, wow, look at my abdominals. They're flat. Oh, I've got a six-pack. Oh, I've got tight inner thighs. Oh, my butt's tight as well. And I didn't do one butt squeeze, one side leg raise, or one crunch. You will have a tight, strong body because your muscles are holding you in the upright position. All of your muscles are working when you run, when you bike ride, when you swim, when you punch hard and box hard and jump around. Use your whole body as often as you possibly can and turn your body into a fat-burning machine.